Limerick City has suffered in recent years from what's called donutting. That's when shops and other businesses abandon the centre of a town for the outskirts. Earlier this year, the University of Limerick brought a key riverside site in the heart of Limerick City. This means that in the coming years, over 2,000 students will be based in the city centre, bringing life back to the area. There's been a universal and strong welcome for this from Limerick people. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly reports.
It's a rainy Friday afternoon in Limerick City, and at the entrance to the former Dunn Stores building by Sarsfield Bridge, a queue has formed. This building has lain locked up and unused for more than two decades. Now its new owner, UL, has thrown its aluminium doors open once again, just for today, and people are keen to come in. Among those queuing, former Dunn Stores workers like Caroline.
I used to work here for over 20 years. So I just
worked
came
in Dunn's.
Yeah, I worked in Dunn's, yeah. Ladies' fashions used to be along that window. The customer service desk was just there in the corner. I was pregnant in 86 and I was pregnant in 83. And that time we only had 6 weeks. So back at work when you had a tiny infant, you know, but it's good, great times, great friends, you know.
So is it strange walking around here today?
I don't know what to feel. I feel kind of sad.
Nostalgic.
Delighted that it's not going to be closed up anymore, you know.
Before the public arrived, this vast empty shop floor was the backdrop on Friday for the university's launch of its strategic plan for the next 5 years. The development of this site is a centrepiece. There will be an international competition to come up with the best architectural design. Dr. Des Fitzgerald is president of UL.
Our plan is to create a campus here which would accommodate over 2,000 students. The space would be a combination of teaching, education, training, and also a particular program which is on business technology. So we're bringing a combination of School of Law, School of Business, the Design School, and technology here, and it'll be a postgraduate program. I'd like to see the university much more involved in the city. To an extent, it's self-serving because I believe the city contributes an awful lot to the university and vice versa.
There was a real old building there with two sitters on the top.
Before Dunn Stores, an old tobacco factory building stood on this site, flanked by smaller shops that are long gone. Around the shop floor, UL has displayed large prints of old photos, and some people have long memories.
Oh, there's all the shops now. There's Cecil O'Reilly's, the hairdressers, and then next door you had Finn.
The old Dunn's building itself is no great shakes, a solid, low, brown brick construction, typical of the 1970s. It's the site's potential, its future, that is filling these Limerick people with hope.
John Malone, you've come in to look at the building. Yeah, you actually were involved in the building,
in the building,
construction
the building,
of the
building. Building of it, yeah, back in the 1977. I came in here in June as a first-year bricklaying apprentice for PJ Wall's main contractor of it. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic for the city because right in the river, right in the focal point of the city, you're 30 yards from the River Shannon, St Mary's Cathedral, your King John's Castle, you have the bridge, Tumman Bridge across there, you see. Hats off to UL for acquiring this.
UL is all too aware of the strategic importance of the site and their plans for the city. Dr. Mary Shire is Director of Strategic Alliances.
We've had a lot of developments and investments in the region, but the city itself has a long way to go yet. What we want to do is make sure that we have a building that's open, that's active, brings life back into the city.
This checkout, no one wants to be on this checkout here. This was the express one near the door.
Downstairs, in what was once the supermarket, another former Dunn's worker, Rose Ryan, reminisces.
The clock-in system used to be over here. And of course you'd clock in and clock out and very strict. So we used to go over to Martin's, cross the road for our toasted sandwich at lunchtime. And you'd make the most of your hour off. And we might have 2 or 3 minutes to get back to work. And one or two people might clock in others if we were laid back.
But you're like the politicians in the Dáil.
Yeah, like that, yeah. Without the pay. Yeah, it's just great days.
You're too young to know this building.
No, never a chance. No, I just drove by it every day.
What do you think of the fact that the UL is bringing a campus into the city, going to develop this as a university campus?
I think it's great. Because UL, it's great. Like, it's huge and all that, but it just it's not really in the city.
It's not part of the city.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of being a bit more inclusive now.
And that report was from Emma O'Kelly.